Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Gotta stare into the enemy's eyes and let him know that he has met his match, that nothing will be denied the one that won't be denied. You have to make it clear to your opponent that there is no quitting you. You have to make it known to him that no matter what he does, you serve a God greater than him. That there's a power on the inside of you that makes you unstoppable. That you are not scared to get in the ring to fight for what you want in life. The flesh of the warrior is mortal and vulnerable with weaknesses, but the mind and spirit inside the champion is a savage force of undeniable will that's fierce and violent to anything that threatens its ambition. Scarred and wounded, the warrior not deterred. He remains steadfast and unwavering faith to the God that lives within him. Alone he fights, blinded by darkness, but still he moves forward, outflanking every maneuver that hell attempts to conquer him with. He gets bolder and more aggressive with every step he takes toward greatness. Sucker punched by life, knocked down to the mat several times, but he stretches for the ropes to climb out of the mouth of defeat. His emotional jaw broke, exhausted with two black eyes, gasping for air, nothing left in the tank. The enemy sure of victory till he heard him say,
I'm hurt,
scarred, you'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
I'm wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken.
I'm hurt,
scarred, you'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
I'm wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken.
But not broken, got one shot, don't blow this. Distractions, can't focus, my mask on, can't show this. Too busy out here glowing, that fan base keeps growing. Momentum, can't slow it, I'm Mozart composing. She posing with her hair dyed, fake friends and their twisted lies. Contacts, blue eyes, plastic chicks with nine lives. Three junkies, just getting high, black ice, touch the sky. Blinded by the sunrise, I'm wounded, but still alive. Sweet candles keep burning, the world keeps on turning. I'm seeking discernment, my spirit keeps yearning. School books with no learning, here star boy, you earned it. That fire from the furnace, the world is yours and you earned it. Silly Billy keep burning, the world is yours and you earned it. I'm wounded but not broken, got one shot, don't blow this. Distractions, can't focus, my mask on, can't show this. Too busy out here glowing, that fan base keeps growing. Momentum, can't slow it, I'm Mozart composing. Rock stars, smoking no Cupid cigars, flashing in those rental cars, that ain't really who you are. I paint you like my
wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken.
Rock stars, smoking no Cupid cigars, flashing in those rental cars, that ain't really who you are. I hate you like my
wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken.
It's Dr. Billy Osbrooks, blessed and unstoppable.
impact 1 billion people.
The art of motivation. Welcome to the Louvre, and to God be the glory. Losers bow to obstacles. Champions make obstacles bow to them. That's the difference. Excuses destroy the credibility of those who give them. This year, it's all about identity. Who do you want to be? I was born a champion, raised a champion. I got champion in my bloodline, and all I will ever be is a champion. Now, when I say champion, I'm not just referring to sports. I'm talking about being a champion in every area of your life. Winning in your business, your health, your marriage, your relationships, your spiritual life. Being a champion is the whole package. You gotta bring that same mindset into every environment that you enter. Ain't no such thing as a part-time champion. Who do you wanna be? See, success starts with self-awareness, understanding your identity. Give this year a theme, and then own it. This is the year for your healing. This is the year of promotion. This is the year of abundance, of execution, of discipline, of focus, of marriage restoration. Whatever you want it to be, define it. Successful people start with identity, and then outcomes, and then goals. It's hard to breathe life into a dream when you're choking on excuses. Some seek to be discovered. Others grind until they discover themselves. Who do you want to be? If you don't make that decision, the world will make that decision for you. This year, no more excuses. Setting New Year's resolutions without discipline will only prolong your enslavement to mediocrity. Anybody, listen to me, anybody out there can be successful, but not all are willing to pay the price to do it. Ain't nothing wrong with dreaming big, but to make that dream a reality, your work ethic must match the size of that dream. I get tons of emails every single day from people that are struggling, asking me what I think they should do. The doing is where the predominant focus always seems to gravitate. Losers bow to obstacles. Champions make obstacles bow to them. That's the difference. Losers keep all their focus on the problem, the issue, the situation, the challenge. Champions guard the gates of their mind. First, they tell their problem how big God is. With God, all things are possible. See, sometimes the world gets confused of who they're dealing with. So from time to time, you have to remind the world that you are a champion. In the season of trial, in the season of struggle, losers shrink. Champions get bigger, stronger, more determined, more focused. Beast mode, 120, all in. Listen to me. One person who believes in a dream can overcome an army of 10,000 doubters. Who do you want to be? You gotta see the world through a lens that empowers you. You gotta see yourself the way God intended for you to be. The lens I'm talking about, that's your mindset, your belief system, your paradigm. See, people have the false perception that if they imitate the actions of a champion or someone who's really successful, that they will get the same results. This is why so many fail. Success cannot be produced with a mindset that doesn't support it. First, you gotta get your mind right. Next, you gotta get your grind right. Then go out and get your life right. To change your behavior, we must first address the mindset that produces it. Our life is just the sum total of our most dominant thought patterns. So this year will be defined by how many days you can consistently think like a champion. Now people will say, Billy, you are wrong. Success is about taking action. But what the masses don't understand is, once you align your mind with success, the actions will follow. Action is the fruit of thought. Get your mind right. See, people trying to do the actions without changing who they are on the inside. Now, you could do that for a week. You could do that for 2 weeks, 15 days. That's why they say 15 days into the year, people have already broke their resolutions. Because see, they're trying to act their way into success. You can't act your way into success. You gotta think your way there. Now let me reiterate my point. outcomes are produced from mindsets. So decide who you want to be and then adopt the thinking patterns and the belief systems that will produce it. Now, if you just address the action part alone, you're gonna fail. This is why diets don't work. People say, tell me what to eat so I can lose weight. See, their focus is on the doing, the action. When people ask me, what should I eat? I reply, who do you want to be? Let's get the identity right first. You get the identity right first, everything else will take care of itself. If you study the lives of greats, the Elon Musk, the Steve Jobs, the Richard Branson, the Jeff Bezos, the Bill Gates, the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world, they're all in different fields, but they all have one thing in common. They know who they are. Self-awareness, success, being a champion, it's all about identity. Who do you want to be? Setting goals without addressing your identity is useless. You can only become and achieve what you think you are. Talent is a slave to mindset. The most dominant thinking pattern shall dictate the fate of one's potential. Discipline is the fruit of the champion's mindset. The masses are merely satellites of the status quo, where champions become the gravity that puts the world in orbit around them. See, to sell a dream to the world, you gotta first believe it yourself. And as a champion, I refuse to go to sleep until I'm better than I was yesterday.
Grind.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
All in.
Those are the only credit cards accepted here.
Grind.
Charge it to the grind.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
All in. Those are the only credit cards accepted here.
Grind.
Charge it to the grind. You can't purchase greatness with Bitcoin. You gotta buy it in sweat.
Work.
You can't buy that championship with excuses. Your work ethic is your credit score.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
All in. Those are the only credit cards accepted here.
Work.
Charge it to the grind.
I refuse to be outworked.
And just in case you didn't hear me the first time,
beast mode.
I refuse to be outworked. The track, the court, the field, the weight room, the office, wherever I go, I dominate my space. See, my goal isn't just to win, it's to make my opponent quit. Where I'm from, the land of the champions, it's fourth and goal every play, every day. The scoreboard doesn't dictate how I play. My standard does. 24/7, 365, I'm a champion. You gotta understand, greatness is not an outcome.
It's who you are.
It's a lifestyle, a way of life.
Legacy.
It's not a trophy. It's not an accolade. It's the way you think.
Right.
It's a standard that you hold yourself to. My weapon is consistency. I can consistently outperform my opponent over and over and over, regardless of the circumstance. I don't take plays off. I don't take days off. Vacations are for losers. For the average, and I'm allergic to average. Average is the plague.
I'm a workout warrior.
Grind. And I only have one level of effort, and that's all in. 120, all out, beast mode. I leave everything I got on the field.
Come on.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
All in.
Those are the only credit cards accepted here.
Hustle.
Charge it to the grind. I understand that success is a long-term game.
Preach.
It's a marathon to see who can last the longest. And you best believe, when it's all over, I will be the last one standing. My mind is wired for victory. My mindset makes me unstoppable. Quitting doesn't exist. Failure doesn't exist. I refuse to accept anything but absolute victory. I bought greatness on the practice court. So on game day, I come with my receipt. And best believe, I'm gonna get what I paid for. I will not be denied what's mine. For a champion, greatness doesn't just apply to sports. It's life. In my relationships, I win just like I do on the field. In business, I win just like I do on the field. In my spiritual life, I win just like I do on the field. In my finances,
I win just like I do on the field. And when I hit the classroom,
grind.
I hit them books like I hit them weights. Mediocrity is too dangerous, too deadly, too contagious to let it exist in any area of your life. You make a mistake when you think you can contain it to one area. It will bleed over into every area of your life until it controls you, till it dominates you. So when you see mediocrity,
grind.
You stomp it out,
grind.
You destroy it on the spot. You give it no place in your life. Make every area of your life congruent with being a champion. Champions don't need to run trick plays. They beat you all day with the basics. Blood, sweat, and tears.
All in.
Those are the only credit cards accepted here.
Grind.
Charge it to the grind. Blood, sweat, and tears.
All in.
Those are the only credit cards accepted here.
Grind.
Charge it to the grind. A lot of you out there got seven-figure appetites, but you got three-figure work ethics.
Preach.
You want the Aston Martin, the Lamborghini, the Bugatti, the G6, that beachfront 30-room mansion, but you don't want to put in the grind that it takes to get it. You want to put your game in the microwave and in 1 or 2 minutes be Steph Curry, but that ain't the way it works. Greatness is still old school. You got to put it in the iron oven. It's got to go through the fire until it's purified, until it's pure perfection, 100% raw. Blood, sweat, and tears.
All in.
Those are the only credit cards accepted here.
Grind.
Charge it to the grind.
Blood,
sweat, and tears.
All in.
Those are the only credit cards accepted here.
Grind.
Charge it to the grind. Charge it to the grind. Charge it to the grind. Charge it to the grind. Blood, sweat, and tears.
All in.
Those are the only credit cards accepted here.
Grind.
Charge it to the grind.
Champions don't need to run trick plays. They beat you all day with the basics.
Dale Carnegie said, most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. Arise, champion. Now perseverance transforms average, everyday people into world champions. So the key to victory, the key to success is never giving up. And in order for you to do that,
arise, champion,
you're going to need a strong why to prevail, a strong reason to keep going. You see, the more difficult your obstacles are to overcome, the more you must keep your reasons for succeeding in front of you. Vince Lombardi said, the difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but a lack of will. Success is not about how you look on the outside.
Arise, champion.
You might look like a Lamborghini, mean and clean, everywhere you go. But see, I'm interested in what's under the hood, because that's what really matters. When life hits you with that brick and you get knocked down on that mat, and I'm talking to the Linda Rouseys of the world, the ones that have been knocked down once and twice, and everybody out there is calling you a failure, everybody out there saying it's over, what are you gonna do?
Rise, champion.
I don't even think they should be able to call you a champion until you've been beat, because even losers keep going when they're winning. But when you get hit with that brick and you on that mat on your back,
arise, champion.
Then we separate the cream from the crop. Only when you're down 25 points on the biggest stage, like Tom Brady, and you come back, can we call you the greatest of all time? Abraham Lincoln said, I am not concerned that you have fallen. I am concerned that you arise. Champions make adjustments, not excuses. Get up! The ground, the mat, being on your back is no place for a champion. Get up!
Arise, champion.
Now you at that crossroads. The decision you make now will ultimately define your legacy. I'm speaking to the Tiger Woods of the world. Each loss, each setback, each heartbreaking disappointment will try to disguise itself as failure, but it's all a lie. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not give up.
Many times on the road to success, you're gonna feel crushed, exhausted, and alone. See, life, it's not like Little League.
Arise, champion.
They don't give away participation trophies. There's the champions and everybody else. It's one or the other. How do you want to be remembered? Each time life knocks you down,
arise, champion.
You must bounce back with an even greater hunger to succeed. The ones that have the hardest time doing this are the ones that have weak whys. Now you can only go as far in life as your why will carry you. Champions have self-awareness. They know why they want what they want, and that why carries them to the promised land. The why is the birthplace of all champions. She is the mother to all legends and all the greats in every field. The more deeply you are connected to the thing you're trying to accomplish, the more likely you are to achieve it. Natural talent and ability, that's all good, but it won't carry a quitter. So you gotta find a why that makes you invincible, that you can run through walls with. Get up! Nietzsche said, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how." And I'm not ignoring what you're going through. Get up! And I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you and tell you this gonna be easy, cause it's not. It's gonna be a struggle. You're gonna have to fight and claw and scrape your way up out of this thing. But you can do it if you wanna do it. Now, are you a pretender or are you a champion? You can't have a testimony without first having a test. The whole world is watching you right now. Get up! To see how you respond. Show them what you made of. Never give up. Self-control, self-mastery. You gotta stop blaming everybody else for your own shortcomings. If you wanna make progress, you must address what I'm telling you right now. Now, discipline starts in the mind. It's rooted in your why and ultimately determines whether your dream lives or dies. Now let's go to the word. He that haveth no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. You see, the less discipline you have, the more vulnerable you are. And what you don't master will eventually master you. Most people spend all their time and focus on the external aspects of success and never address the internal mechanics that actually produce it. Your grind, your work ethic, that's your plane ticket up out of here. That's your only way out of mediocrity. Greatness can only be purchased with the currency of hard work. Now let's go back to my last message. Stop leasing success and own it. And what I mean by that, see, on Monday, a lot of you out there, you're doing everything it takes. You're hitting it hard. You're going all in, 100, 120. On Tuesday, you're doing the same thing. You're going all in. You're doing whatever it takes. And then Wednesday comes, and your discipline breaks down. And you give it all back. All the gains you made on Monday and Tuesday, you give back on Wednesday. Now, Monday or Tuesday, you was driving a Bugatti. The only problem with that is it was a rental car. And on Wednesday, you returned that thing. So what I'm trying to get across to you is, success requires discipline. 24/7, 365. It means going 120 all out every day. No excuses. It's that simple. You got two choices you can make. Embrace discipline or accept defeat. Simple as that. Now, many of you walking around out there like you got all the time in the world. But here's the truth. You don't get a second chance at this. You don't get a second chance, I'm telling you. It's up to you. Success avoids the undisciplined like the plague. So it's time for you to arise, great warrior, and go be the person God made you to be. Now, all of you out there with just average talent, self-discipline is the great equalizer. Hard work, discipline, That's the membership fee that filters out the weak from the strong, the losers from the champions, the average nobodies from the legends. Which one you want to be?
I'm on the other side of this speaker, but even from here I can see your struggle. I can feel your pain. I know what you're going through, man. Everybody done gave up on you. Everybody's done written you off. All the smart money in Vegas betting against you that you can't get up off the mat, that you will never overcome this. You've been loyal. You kept it real. Anytime anybody needed you, you were there. Now you're going through the struggle. You're going through the trial. You're going through the tribulation. And you look up and you say, where is everybody? I know you feel alone. I know you feel bitter. I know you're mad at the world. But the question is, how are you going to respond? I am wounded, but I am not broken. I am by myself, but I am not alone. When I am weak, I know my God is strong. And I will not quit until I prove them all wrong.
As the walls close in and the light fades, the dark choir singing in perverted ways. Hell's opera, fire, the death of days, the blood of the Lamb and his righteous ways. I'm not afraid of struggling and fighting alone. I'm not afraid of traversing the dark alone. I'm not afraid to climb that mountain on my own. I'm not afraid to die. I've always been alone.
Yes, the struggle is real. And no, life hasn't turned out the way you thought it would. Even when you worked hard and put the time in and did the right things, still things didn't turn out the way you wanted them. That one you thought was a soulmate was just an illusion. That job promotion really wasn't a promotion, it was a jail sentence. I'm just keeping it real. That family that you thought was family never really acted like family. And those friends that you thought had your back are your biggest enemies. Now here's what we gonna do. I'm gonna give you 24 hours to mourn, to cry it all out, a pout day. So you do what you need to do for the next 24 hours to get all that stuff out. And then I want you to answer this question. How are you going to respond? I am wounded, but I am not broken. I am by myself, but I am not alone. When I am weak, I know my God is strong, and I will not quit until I prove them all wrong.
Kisses of betrayal, the knife cuts, the blood runs red, the shark's lust, emotional wounds, scars, broken trust. We got different vibrations, can't comprehend us. Romantic violence, flirting, making souls blush. Screams of chaos, gorgeous dreams being crushed. The blood runs red, the shark's lust. They're about to wake that savage inside of us. Don't wake the savage.
Now one day down the road, you're gonna have to forgive these people that hurt you.
Mediocrity has no place in me. Average is not welcomed here. I am going one place and one place only. I got a one-way ticket from the bottom to the top. And I don't say this for fame. I don't say this for money. I don't say this for validation. I'm doing this for legacy. When I'm dead and gone, they will say there is a man right there who lived on this earth, who gave it everything he had. Failure is not an option for me. Failure does not exist in my vocabulary. For 8 years, I walked the block in a mental prison, searching for answers. Panic attacks, PTSD, fear, and anxiety consumed me. But here's what was really going on. God was molding and shaping me and preparing me for this calling. He was preparing me for the words that I'm saying to you right now. You see, the more we go through the fire, the more refined we become. Now fear and pain had stung me, had inflicted me,
had tried to stomp out my destiny. But God is faithful, and he did what he promised. For he said to me, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." And you see, I was bold enough to believe that. And when I went around that block for those 8 years, every day I got a little bit stronger, a little bit tougher, and a whole lot bolder. And now I am prepared for my calling, and I get behind this mic with no fear to tell you that I am still here. The enemy has not defeated me. He has not destroyed me. He has actually made me. I am a champion. I am a warrior. I am hungry, dedicated, and now I'm fearless. Wrapped with grace, to the enemy, I'm dangerous. It's not about goals. For me, it's about purpose, legacy. I'm anchored in grace. God still moves. I am a warrior, blessed and unstoppable.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.